When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
It's a little warm here, so I'm gonna roll my shirt up like it's my belly is exposed.
Can you smack it a few times? There you go, audience. Enjoy. Okay.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. My name's Joe. I am the co-host today.
Shut up, Joe.
Now, Lars, you're joining us from a beautiful, sunny Southern California.
Yeah.
And we're having a bit of a frost at the moment.
Are we?
Would you tell me a little bit about that? Yeah, you were telling me earlier today you're freezing your nips off. Can you speak more to that? You called me crying. You were screaming that your nipples were freezing off. And I said, Lars, isn't that a little personal? And you said, I can't leave the house because it's so freezing and I'm going to get a nipple cold. Is that weird to say?
Yep.
All right. So I feel like that was a good little bit. I feel like how do you feel about that?
D plus. I don't know. What do you want me to say to everything you say on all of these episodes, Joe?
Well, let's just bounce off each other and make a, you know.
Are you coming on to me right now? What is
let's
that?
Let's just have a volley going.
Bounce off of each other?
Speaking of volleyball, is our sponsor.
Yeah, we can't say that.
No, they're not. But Lars, who is our sponsor?
Well, we can talk about that a little bit later.
Aren't
but
we
today,
supposed to say that at the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little preamble here. Today, the episode of the first podcast is sponsored by Amazon and Audible, as well as patrons like yourself. We'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit later.
Amazon,
says
Audible?
The chat. Yeah.
Patrons like yourself. And Lars, where can the listener go to find that chat?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
And why would they want to go to discord.t1podcast.com?
So they can tune into these episodes live, like you just said.
Tune in live. So let's jump right in. Before this episode, you told me that you wanted to talk about some topics. And the first one was something that you brought up. Did you want to dive into that?
Which one was that, Joe?
Women. You wanted to talk about women?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a quick story, and I'm going to see if you can relate.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, that's what you call me on Facebook Messenger, so, I mean, that's accurate.
All right.
Okay, so I'm driving past this hotel, and...
In the chat, they say, where is Craig? Where is Craig?
Let me tell my story, dude.
All right, that's fine.
Are you going to lose your audio? Do I actually have to put Craig on?
No, I'm not going to lose my audio.
I'm going to go ahead and put Craig on now, because now I don't know.
The one time you don't do it, I'm going to lose. I mean, you might as well. You know, it's there for a reason. I'd hate to lose the audio.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Okay. So can I tell my story now, Joe?
Yes. Now that we have
the proper... Can you stop interrupting me like over and over again, please?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm driving past this hotel, and I'm looking in because, I don't know, it's like I'm just like idly driving, so I'm kind of bored. And... this girl comes out of it, and she is the most attractive woman I have ever seen in my entire life. Like, decades of my life. Like, literally the hottest girl I have ever seen.
I've been in that situation. You see a girl, and you're like, I've never seen a prettier woman before.
And there's... The thing that kills me is there is nothing I could do in that... Because it's like, there's no... I have no excuse to talk to her. I'm in a car. She's, you know, just walking around. If there was any reason for me to want to talk to her, I would.
You just
but I,
put the,
I can't.
Put the car in park, run up to her, and put your hand out and say, will you pull my finger? Girls love a man with a sense of humor. You ask if she can pull your finger, you let out the nastiest, wettest fart you can. She's yours.
Yeah, I don't endorse any of that nonsense that Joe just said, but yeah. It's been, like, kind of eating away at my soul for the last week, because it's, like, the hottest girl I've ever seen. And I there's nothing to do.
I had a similar encounter when I worked at an undisclosed amusement park. It was my first job.
Oh, Knott's Berry Farm.
It was Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
And I was working behind the...
The chat says, kiss her unexpectedly. Nope, I don't think we should do that.
So I was working at this amusement park, and I was working behind a cash register, and this amazingly attractive woman comes up, and she had on, like, a French hat, or so she looked like, you know, she could have been from New York or Paris, and I just knew that she was here on a business trip, and she's a supermodel, and it blew my mind. I still think about her.
Joe, you don't really have big podcast energy right now. Just kind of, like, add some chutzpah.
All right. You want a little chutzpah?
Yeah.
All right, I'll kick up the chutzpah a little bit.
This is the loudest podcast now.
Now, welcome to the loudest podcast. I actually really did enjoy having on Asterios and Rerun.
Why did you call him Asterios?
Asterios?
Asterios Kokonos.
Asterios Kokonos and Sri Rancha.
Sri Rancha? Really?
Sri Rancha?
Sri. These are our friends. You got to pronounce their names right.
How do you pronounce it?
It's Sriracha.
Sriracha. Sri. Because the actual sauce is pronounced Sriracha. Sriracha.
The actual sauce is pronounced Sriracha.
Sriracha. It's not.
Yeah. I think we need to start bringing that kind of energy to the podcast, man. Because it's like, I got excited when I was talking to him, you know? We were like, fuck yeah, our sponsor. Yeah, it was really fun.
It was a good episode.
We should
do
that more often.
It was, you know, and they only talked about shitting for half the episode, which I always appreciate.
Yeah, I was like a good half an hour on pooping.
That's good. That's a good amount of time. No more, no less.
Also, I see Sergeant Grease Mixer in the chat, who was a bonus guest on the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. He says, pissing on ATM. So he's peeing on an automated teller machine.
No, he's pissing
That's
at the
disgusting.
Moment. Lars.
Oh, okay.
Pissing
okay.
ATM. Pissing at the moment. TBH.
Okay.
You ever say TBH in real life?
Joe, let's get back to what we were talking about.
Okay.
By the way, do you like how Call Me Carson is a staff member?
Yeah, so the actual Call Me Carson is in our server. If you don't know him, he's a YouTube legend, essentially, at this point. He's got...
That's so rude, Joe, if you don't know him.
But he's in
that,
our...
That makes him sound like some, like, pantsless virgin who no one has ever seen.
We gave him the role as staff member in our Discord server so that if he wanted to, he could moderate or just do some moderating.
Mm-hmm.
And people are freaking out. People are like, why is Call Me Carson a staff member? What's going on?
Yeah, like, five times a day, people are like, wait, why? We'll just check in on the server. And it's fun to watch it cascade through the server with different people discovering it over time. It's been a fun few days.
Yeah. So are there any ladies in your life, Lars?
Next question.
All right. So I've been making a video game or learning how to develop video games. It all started, let me back up. It all started when I wanted to make a first podcast video game. So I know how to do stuff like that.
Is this the PowerPoint game that you're making?
No, it's not PowerPoint. I originally made a prototype version in Excel, but it was with VBA, Visual Basic for Applications.
Why are you making a first podcast game?
To promote us? We need to promote.
Yeah, but it looks like shit.
It's not done yet. It's not done. It's not even written in Excel anymore. What you saw was an Excel prototype. It's not even like that anymore. It's now I'm learning a completely new language. I'm learning how to program in C# as well as Visual Basic.
Hey, chat. Do you guys think we actually need a first podcast game? Go ahead and sound off.
So far, the overwhelming majority are saying yes.
There's like two guys saying yes, Joe.
Three. And we're at two no's. Three no's. Well,
most of the no's are just one person saying no, 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 no.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Only one person said no so far, too. Sonic John, why don't you want a...
Why are you deleting people who say no?
Well, I'm not. Ken must be doing it.
Oh, okay.
Is Ken on the... Ken's not here?
Okay, I'm just here. Well, okay, so, what's the point? Because this is not an interaction that's gamey.
Mostly, it's just practice. And eventually, maybe I'll make another game. And also, I just think that it would be cool to just be like, hey, you want to play my game? And it's about the podcast. And then we just have it linked to the anyone who plays the game that I share it with. It links to our Patreon and just maybe, you know, stuff like that.
Maybe it should only be unilateral, though, because I don't necessarily want, like, your little PowerPoint game.
It's not fucking PowerPoint, Lars. Goddamn. Why do you keep calling it that? I'm writing it in an actual 3D environment. It's...
All right, Joe.
PowerPoint. Shut the fuck up. It's not PowerPoint.
I mean, it might as well be at this point.
It's not fucking PowerPoint.
All right, buddy.
It's a game of the century.
Is it really? Also, I noticed you went ahead and put yourself as the main host and you specifically added me as the co-host.
That was one iteration of the game. Every time you restart, you choose the name of your host and co-host. You would know this if you played the game. Fake fan confirmed. Lars is a fake fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this game. Not a fan of this game. Just, I don't, you do you. I'll say that.
It's not a PowerPoint. It's a Visual Basic application, and I'm rewriting. It's in its third iteration. It's an honest game. It's an honest hobby.
I mean, I don't disbelieve you. Just,
it's an honest hobby, Lars. It's a good way to. It's a good way to.
Joe, relax. Your pills.
All right, I'm gonna have myself a Kirkland sparkling, zero calorie, carbonated flavored water.
I think that was the whitest sentence ever said.
Is that because we're sponsored by Kirkland?
We are not.
Oh, we're not? Oh, who are we sponsored by?
Just a company called Amazon.
Amazon? Oh, you don't say. What do they do?
Yeah, don't say. Guys, if you've been listening to the show for a while and you want to help support it in a way that doesn't cost you any extra money.
Not a goddamn dime.
Exactly.
Besides the goddamn dimes you're going to spend on that goddamn website, Amazon.com, you saucy motherfuckers.
And you were going to shop there anyway. We use NordVPN to hack into your computers. We know that you shop on Amazon.
Oh, we fucking know it, Nick. You shop on Amazon. Not Call Me Carson, you shop on Amazon. Moderator Zero, you shop at Amazon. Sonic John, you shop at Amazon. The first podcast user, you shop at Amazon. We fucking know it. You're not fooling us.
Also, please use our referral link, amazon.t1podcast.com.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. It does help support the show. And you know what else it helps to support? Your shopping addiction. Give in. You deserve it.
Yep.
Amazon.t1podcast.com.
.com.
Love you.
Yikes.
All right. Leave it in. Yeah. I'm not sure if we did that with enough chutzpah. Maybe we should do it one more time, but shrieking.
Anyway, let's move on.
So I wanted to give a quick update on my garden. Since it's been a long time.
The chat is saying yes. Yeah, they want to know about your plants.
So at my dad's house, we still have a ton of plants. Over 100, 150 plants at my dad's. The person in the chat saying no screw plants. Fuck you. I'm talking about my plants.
No. He's saying he wants you to fuck the plants.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Body positivity.
We moved into our brand new apartment, and on the veranda outside, that's a balcony for you uncultured swine, we have succulents.
Don't be a dick to the plebs, Joe, just because they're uncultured.
On our veranda, we have succulents. Succulents like you wouldn't believe. And we're growing some new plants. I could send a picture at some point.
Please do.
He's growing pot. The person in he's growing pot. Fuck you. Well, you don't even...
No, he's using pots to put the plants in.
Oh,
so that's... Yeah, that's what he means.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Continue. Tell your story.
People in the chat are talking about me yelling. Somebody says, this is everybody when Joe starts yelling, and it's like a scared SpongeBob. Somebody says, I like when Joe yells. Oh, my God. What do you guys in the chat think? Do you like it when the Joe character yells? Or, Lars, cue the Jeopardy music. We'll give them time to weigh in.
We already did the Jeopardy music gag on this episode, Joe.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
What are you talking about?
Wait, no, I was editing the Project S&T episode, and there is a Jeopardy gag on that.
Right, we didn't...
Wait, no, there wasn't! Ah!
Ah!
Help!
Ah!
Help!
Ah! All right, so in the chat, it says, me when Joe yells, and it's like Squidward looking on. Joe grows dick succulents. That's true. Joe yelling makes me high. Awesome.
Should we just have a conversation with the chat and people can ask us stuff?
Joe character. Worst method actor.
Yep.
The Joe character. All right, Lars, what were you saying about having a conversation with the chat?
No, I'm saying, like, should we just take questions from the chat if people want to go ahead and ask them?
Yeah, unless we're, like, deep in conversation. Absolutely. Okay.
Someone says, how are your plant, Joe?
They're doing fine. We just planted, not planted, they're, like, in pots. They're actually in little cans of, like, chicken soup and things like that we didn't want to throw out.
That's weird.
So we're using them as pots.
That's really weird, Joe.
Okay, well, we're also going to take gallons of water and cut them in half so that we have pots like that.
Someone says, how's the PowerPoint coming, Joe?
How's the PowerPoint coming? What PowerPoint? I'm not doing a PowerPoint. I'm making a game using Unity 2D and 3D Designer. It's a development platform. It's an honest to God, not using PowerPoint.
Even the chat knows it's PowerPoint.
Not using PowerPoint. There's no squiggles under the words if I get them wrong. There's no green squiggles and red squiggles, all right?
Joe, the first podcast is all about the squiggles. You gotta put them in.
I'll put them in my 2D and 3D. I'm not admitting anything. Someone says, Joe, admit it. Fuck you. I'm not using PowerPoint.
Okay, boomer.
I'm not a boomer. They're saying you're a boomer, Lars, in the chat.
No, it says you're a boomer Joe, specifically.
God damn it.
And a PowerPoint user to boot.
Joe, admit it. I do use PowerPoint, but not for this purpose, for PowerPoint presentations.
Several people are typing.
I don't use PowerPoint to make games!
Oh, hey. Did you do that thing that I was suggesting that you do to your brother?
What? No.
Do you remember that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Please don't say what it is, Lars. That's highly inappropriate. Very, very uncouth.
What do you care? He's not going to listen to it.
All right. So this is coming from Lars. This is what Lars told me.
What? No, this is something you're going to do.
This is what Lars is recommending, but it's not going to happen.
Just, dude, it's a great idea.
What's a great idea?
Just say it.
You say it.
No, you're the one. No, it's got to come from the mouth of
Lars wants me every morning to wake up and first thing in the morning, knock on my brother's door and go, are you masturbating?
That's a great idea. That would be really funny.
It's funny if it was like a movie in real life. That would just be devastating.
It's just going to make him really uncomfortable.
Of course.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, man. So here's what I have so far in the game. Here's what I'm thinking.
Nobody wants to hear about your PowerPoint game, Joe.
I don't develop in PowerPoint, Lars. All right. So basically, there's like a goal, which is to get to be a certain size, like 100,000. Maybe there's different difficulties and like 100,000 listens, that is. You make ad revenue.
Wait, is this just like Cookie Clicker?
In that picture that I sent, it kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
But it's different. It doesn't even look like...
Wait, this whole thing is just a ripoff of Cookie Clicker. Okay.
It's not, because there's going to be like an email system, money in it.
So it's Cookie Clicker with options, is what you're saying.
No. No, because...
I don't know, Joe.
It's not...
Can you send me this game? Can I try it out?
It's not done. It's not even remotely finished. I barely even started it. I can send it to you when it's done, all right? I'll send it to you when I have something
to... Wait, so you've barely started it and you wanted to talk about it like all episode?
No, not all episode. Like, we can stop talking about it. I'm already done talking about it.
All right, thank you. Okay.
God damn it.
Oh, they're saying you haven't really even started it because you got to change it into PowerPoint. Okay.
Once he gets all the slides done. All right, that's pretty funny. That was pretty humorous, actually.
All right.
Lars, are you coming to my party on Saturday?
If I can. I do have to work on Saturday, but I'm going to try.
What time do you work?
I work, I think, like 11 to 6.
So just stop by after. What the fuck? It's going...
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
Yeah, you'll do that. I need a commitment. And it's BYOB, so bring something, please.
Right. Oh, that's an attractive way to advertise that. To make me buy stuff. Okay, Joe.
And it's a housewarming party, so bring me a toaster. All right? I'm just kidding. I don't need it.
Oh. A certain someone's birthday is coming up pretty soon.
Who?
Who do you think, Joe? You already had yours like a couple days ago.
Yours?
Yeah.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
I'll throw you a party.
What did you get me?
I didn't get you anything. I just found out your birthday's coming up.
Oh, fuck you, Joe.
Wait, are you saying that you're Jesus because Christmas is coming up?
No.
That's literally what you just said. Literally, Golden, what the fuck did you just... Oh, my God. What did you just force me to watch? Oh, no. Lars, are you looking at this in the chat?
Joe, don't talk about stuff that people can't visually reference, please.
It's a person holding a dead hand that's piercing a sandwich, and it's leaking out some guts. Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
Literally disgusting.
Joe, why do you want to discuss... Why are you trying to gross out the listeners?
Can everybody type in the chat so that this thing gets put out of my misery of the window? Oh, God. Everybody, we're all typing space bars and stuff. All right. Oh, no! Somebody else posted it. All right, this is a new game now where you have to keep it off the chat. Oh, no.
Joe, don't talk while you're typing.
This is a new game now where everybody has to... they keep reposting the same image. Somebody ban Sonic John. If he keeps posting it, I swear to God, still better than eating at Roscoe's.
Anyway, let's can we change topics and, you know, have some fun?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. What do you got for me?
Well, why don't we talk about where in Europe you would want to travel to?
We've already talked about this.
No, we haven't. Not recently.
Yes, we have. New topic, and let's do something that's fun.
Okay. I'm planning a trip to Europe.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Me and my brother Jeff. My brother Jeff and I.
Stop trying to make your brother Jeff happen on the podcast.
All right. So, me and my brother Jeff, we are most likely going to New York and possibly somewhere in Europe. The airline flights are so cheap. You can fly from here to New York for like $70.
Yeah, but isn't that on like Ryanair where you just like you kind of have to basically stand up?
United.
Oh, okay.
It's just so cheap because the demand is so low to fly to New York, you know, in the freezing month of February.
The chat is suggesting some topics, by the way. Thoughts on Pokemon talking about abortion? And Joe, do you like eating hands?
Why are you guys constantly pestering me about whether or not I like to eat hands? And I do not like to eat hands, okay? I don't even like to eat feet.
I don't think they were doubting that.
I support, says Joe, do you support abortion? I don't know, Lars.
We're not going to talk about abortion on the show.
Let's not get into it.
No.
Do you like eating skin? No. God. Recently, we interviewed the creator of Super Meat Boy. That was an experience.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Sergeant Grease Mixer. Oh, no. Oh, where could people go to say stuff like that, Joe?
Oh, no. Discord.t1podcast.com.
Chat's asking, what are you doing for Christmas and Thanksgiving? I'm going to be celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving, obviously.
I will not be celebrating. All right, so for Thanksgiving, I'm working, so I get double pay the days that I'm working, which is to say on Thanksgiving Day. And then I'm having dinner with my grandparents. And that's it. And then on Christmas, I don't know, hopefully working, because I get double pay if I do work also, and I don't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me.
Chaz asking, favorite and least favorite soap brands. We are straight white males. I doubt either of us has an answer to that.
Dev.
Is that your favorite or least favorite?
That's my favorite. My least favorite is just like the shitty stuff that you buy from Israel in the flea market.
Yeah. I'll use hand soap, just whatever's on hand, I guess. And then, you know, in the shower, I just use body wash because I'm not like a plebeian.
Right now, I'm going through a loaf of, that's what I call a bar, a loaf of Irish Spring.
It's a cake, Joe.
A cake of Irish Spring. Have you seen that meme where somebody posted Bernie Sanders should be forced to give away 90% of his birthday cake? And then somebody else said, when you have friends, this is just how it works.
That's really funny.
Have you seen that?
No, but that's really funny.
Yeah. Like, you normally don't have an entire birthday cake for yourself.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders should be forced to give away 90%. That sounds like a kid growing up who you go to his birthday party and he's like, you can't have any cake.
Yeah, that says a lot about the Republican Party. Chad is asking favorite podcast host, like just of all podcasts or what's the... I don't have any context for that.
Maybe Maybe myself.
My favorite is probably Alex from the Sardana cast and Jar Media.
For me,
favorite meme, Okay Boomer at the moment.
Okay Boomer is not bad. I would say my favorite meme, if not Okay Boomer, is, I don't know, maybe one of those millennial boomer related ones where it's, you know, those groups on Facebook where it's a boomer talking about, like, either complaining about stuff, basically making fun of boomers. That's my answer.
There's this one group that I really like.
Uh-huh.
Which is called Please Show to Jim, haha.
That's my favorite.
You seen that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I go on Facebook for like an hour a week now at most, but yeah, I always try to check that one.
It's just called Please Show to Jim, haha.
If you're, yeah, if you're one of the last few people who actually uses that website. Left or right Twix, they're the same.
I like
them. What's your favorite song? I don't really have a favorite song, but I'm definitely partial to Can't Make a Sound by Elliot Smith.
I like Elliot Smith. I like Simon and Garfunkel. One of my favorite songs might be, what's that one by the Beatles?
Radio Gaga.
Yeah, that's it.
Ever heard of My Brother and Me? Yes, I have. That's a.
How do you feel about the state of turkey? Some people slice it too thin and it gets dried out.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite food at Thanksgiving? I like stuffing, mashed potatoes.
Guys, keep asking us questions. Go, 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 go.
One of my favorite songs is also Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it's my absolute favorite, but it's just over the years. It's I love Cat Stevens as well.
You mean Yusuf Islam?
Yusuf Islam. That's right.
Yeah.
Joe, why are you making a game on PowerPoint? Haha, very funny. It's not PowerPoint, okay? It's not PowerPoint, all right? Would you skydive if you had the chance?
No.
Wait, we have to sing that. Would you skydive if you had the chance?
I do have the chance. Both of us have the chance. Like, both of us could go sun. What do you mean, if you have the chance? What do you mean?
I would. I would also like to go hang gliding or parasailing.
I feel like skydiving is playing a game in which one of the major outcome possibilities is just horrific death.
Or being maimed for life.
Yeah, so it's. I feel like it's kind of a stupid game to play. You're going to win a stupid prize in a lot of situations, so probably not.
I have a cousin who's done it hundreds of times. He was a Marine, and he does it now for fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I know that it's safer than I'm implying, but still.
You're not implying. You're imploding.
Shut up, Joe. How well do you think you would do on Wheel of Fortune? Probably pretty poorly. Are you gay? No, but my boyfriend is.
I'm not gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Have you heard of the Poop Nation podcast? That's not a thing. Do you like hands? What do you mean?
Ass or
tits? And
then
ass or tits?
Let's spend quite a while on this question.
Ooh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's dive into ass and tits.
Okay.
What would you...
Go ahead.
For me, ass. Tits are nice, but ass is where it's at, you know? It's... Nice ass is really, really something special, Lars. You know what I mean?
But I also kind of feel like the question implies that you're going to have to pick between the two.
Like, either it's a girl with tits and no butt, or the other way around. She's got a nice ass, but one boob is 100 times the size of the other and a cube.
What?
Just completely, like, not even flat-chested, just, like, bad in other ways. Like, they're not the same size. Not that they have to be exactly the same size to be nice. I'm saying, like, what? It's not even boob shaped. Like, what if one of them is boob?
Why are you shitting on people who have like horrible birth defects, Joe?
The question was ass or tits.
I don't even like that question, to be honest, because it's never going to be an issue.
Where's the questions about luggage?
There's no questions about luggage because no one cares about luggage, Joe.
I do.
Okay.
All right. Lars, what are some things that you keep in mind when you're throwing a party? Did that go through?
Yeah, I heard the question. I just feel like it's a really stupid one.
No, like, when you feed people, what do you typically serve at a party for you?
Chips.
Okay. And then what do you normally have to drink? People bring their own alcohol?
No, I'm not a dick like you. I actually provide.
I'm going to provide some stuff, but I'm just saying if 30 people show up, I don't know if I can prepare for that. That's why I say BYOB, so that if enough people do bring stuff, there's enough for everybody.
What an asshole.
All right, already. Somebody says, what do you think about this, Joe? I think that's great.
Let's not say what it is at all.
No, I wasn't going to.
Okay.
All
right.
Very beautiful, Nick. Thank you for posting that.
Yeah, Joe, I'm not going to give you, like, etiquette tips. You should know how to host a party at this point, at your age.
I do. I just thought we could talk about it for a moment. But that was enough. That was enough.
Yeah.
Favorite cheese?
Gouda.
That's a good one. I like North cheese.
That's a reference people won't get.
That was a throwback to the first Alexis episode.
Yeah.
Or Alexisode, as we called them.
Anyway, let's move on.
Let's talk about the recent giveaway that we did.
Okay.
We had an extra game code laying around, and we've got plenty of these. And if you posted a picture of yourself listening to an episode of the podcast, you were automatically entered to win. Did we have a winner yet that we announced for this one, for that one?
Tomorrow.
We're announcing it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So,
well, not tomorrow as of this recording.
Yeah. So, but go onto the Discord, see if there's a giveaway going on. We do regular giveaways.
Yeah, like once a week at this point.
So, guys in the chat, what do you think that we should have people do next to be entered?
Joe, we don't need people to do work for us.
Leaving a 5-star review, making patreon.com/T1podcast your homepage. Everyone should do anyway.
Why would they make the Patreon the homepage?
So that they can always update their donation.
Oh, so they can add more money. No, they should put team1podcast.com as their homepage. Also, who the hell has a homepage anymore? When you click on your browser, it doesn't take you home.
Oh, no.
I mean, maybe they should bookmark it?
Make it your bookmark today.
Bookmark it!
Bookmark it today!
And here's another website that people shouldn't necessarily bookmark, but they should check out.
Colonel Sanders Chicken Fuckers.
Trying to make money here, Joe.
Oh, I didn't know that's what we were doing.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Joe!
Yes, Lars?
Joe, have you heard of Audible?
Audible? Yeah, that's that fancy audiobook website, isn't it?
Absolutely. Guys, Audible has a proposition for you. They want to give you a free book. Free! No strings attached, just here. Here's an audiobook for free. And all you have to do is go check them out. And it's not one of those things where if you want to keep the book afterwards, you have to stay with the service. No, it's a free book to keep.
Lars,
forever.
Have you heard of the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People?
Yes, Joe, everyone's heard of that book, and you can get it on Audible.
And I did. So I've been listening to it, and so far I've got to say it's very, very effective. In the chat they're saying, Joe, yo. It's been very, very effective so far. I've been able to learn a lot about human nature. I would highly recommend this book. One of my favorite things so far that I learned is that you catch more flies with milk than vinegar, which is another way of saying that, you know, could put a smile on your face and you're not a disgrace. So check it out.
Guys, audibletrial.com/T1podcast is the URL to get a free book on our behalf. Free.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Not free as in freedom. Free as in beer in this situation. Like, go get a free book on our behalf. Keep the service if you like. Ditch it if you don't. audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Let's get back to the questions for a few minutes, and we can do the dramatic readings. Favorite Pokemon and least favorite Pokemon. My least favorite Pokemon. I want to talk about this. Okay. My least favorite Pokemon is Ducklet. Joe, do you know what Ducklet is?
No, I can't say that I do, Lars, but I feel like you're going to tell me.
Okay, go ahead and look up Ducklet real quick.
Oh.
Ducklet is the dumbest looking Pokemon I've ever seen. He's literally, it's just a duck.
What? Why is it? Oh, that's
what a stupid little Pokemon.
So fucking stupid. I'm pissed off at this.
What a dumb Pokemon. Like, he looks like a chump. He looks like an asshole.
He looks like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I don't like Ducklet. You know,
I don't like Ducklet either.
My favorite Pokemon, however, is a little known one called Ducklet. Joe, have you ever seen Ducklet before?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ducklet is...
Look at that cute little boy. He's like just like a blue duck.
Yeah. You know, he's actually villainous. This is a villainous creature. He's a dark character.
Oh, you think he's hiding like a naughty secret?
Yeah, I think he comes from a mysterious past, and he's not to be trusted.
Someone's asking, what's your favorite person on the Discord that's not you or mods or Patreon? Well, I mean, you're excluding the patrons.
Lars.
That's kind of unfair.
Lars, I would say.
Shut up, Joe.
Shut the fuck up, Lars. I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Okay. Yeah, the patrons are my favorite members just because they pay us to be nice to them. Well, not really, but yeah.
Literally Golden in the chat, who's a patron, posted like a kissy face. Should we do the noises? Because he asked us to.
What noises?
Like kissing noises?
Yikes.
All right, moving on.
Please.
Somebody in the chat says, if I pay you, will you like me? Yes, 1,000 times yes. And you can do that at patreon.com/T1podcast. Somebody post a link.
Tell them about Patreon, Joe.
Patreon.com/T1podcast. That's where you can donate $2 or more to our Patreon account, where you'll get access to Patreon exclusive bonus episodes where you can listen in live.
Bonus episodes.
Bonus episode, that's right. And you also have access to a patron-only Discord channel. If that doesn't get it going for you, other things that you have access to at the $10 tier are ad reads. So if you've been listening in live, think about it. For $10, you can have us read something of your choice. It could be something deeply humiliating. It could be, Starbucks ad, if you want. You know, I don't know, whatever.
Actually, it probably can't be a Starbucks ad. It's like legal complications, but other than
we'll
that,
cross
yeah,
that
whatever
bridge
you want.
When we get there.
Nick in the chat, who's a patron, is noting that we mock the normies in the patron chat. Yeah, sometimes.
Yes,
of
course. I'll give you a billion shroot bucks. How many shroot bucks are in a Stanley nickel?
By the way, thank you to Nikki Cheese Priest and Atlas Geneticist, our newest patrons, for joining the Patreon.
Thank you.
We appreciate you very much.
Yes, thank you very, very much. It's patrons like yourselves that let us keep going, making more episodes, and we've got this bonus content coming out. And you cannot afford to not be a patron.
It's not really how math works, but sure.
All right.
Guys, let's go ahead and do the dramatic readings, and then we can talk about something else and head out.
By head out, do you mean go to New York City? Because flights are only $70. I just want to see the city so bad.
So, all right, let's... It's not even going to... Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
All right, this one is from Literally Golden, who paid us $10 to read this.
All right. This is a test.
Joe, what was that? That was the flattest I have ever heard you deliver anything in my entire life.
This is a test. Wouldn't you agree, Lars from Norway?
I guess.
You guess what?
That this is a test?
No, like about defeating your past and overcoming your weaknesses.
What? When did you say any of that shit? Did you erase your own monologue?
No.
You definitely erased time while you were still talking to me.
I didn't.
Dude, you definitely skipped all that weird shit you were trying to talk about. Painful dumbass.
Context if you need help on timing.
That's not part of the shout out.
YouTube/PZUAO_EQTGM.
So, okay.
Great.
Let's do rock shells now. Okay. Right, so
you go first. You be the narrator.
Lars and Joe.
Oh my God.
What is wrong with
Jesus
you?
Jesus fucking Christ. I had
serious
right before
problems?
This. I went to Red Robin and we got unlimited fries.
What does that have to do with burping?
I have all these unlimited fries in my stomach and they want to come out.
Can we get on with the patrons, Joe?
Yes. I just was giving you an explanation. Stop yelling at me.
Lars and Joe looked deeply... Fuck, let me start over.
Yeah, I was just about to say, what if you started over?
Lars and Joe looked each other deep into their eyes for nearly a minute without even blinking, until Joe finally spoke up.
So, is it true? You have it? You have the same name as my brother-in-law?
Yes, I do, said Lars. I've never told anyone before, but I knew right away that I was related to your father, Joe.
I guess, said Joe. But what I don't understand is that...
Oh. Rockshell's dramatic reading suddenly ended. What a poophead. But I don't care what he sends us. I'll say anything for money. At age 6, I was born without a face.
good one, Rockshell. Well played.
I like the meta part of that where it implies that like the dramatic reading was done and that was just me talking, saying randomly, at age six, I was born without a face.
That's funny.
That's great.
I'll say anything for money. That's what Rockjill had us say for the dramatic reading. See, these are good. These are good. Yeah. For $10 a month, yeah, you can have us read a dramatic reading. Thank you, Rockjill, and literally Golden and everybody else who sends us money every month. Thank you. We love you. We appreciate it. We can't live without you. And
seriously,
day,
like we're down to ramen at this point. It's getting bad.
I'm scared that I won't be able to make it.
Yeah,
another month.
All right. So for the third dramatic reading, just got to shout out Richard's channel. Joe, you want to handle it this time?
Yeah. Where is it? Can you send it to me? Is it in the page?
It's not. Just chill his channel.
What's?
Fine. I'll do it. Okay. It's a fucking moron. Okay. Guys, if you've been playing Dungeons & Dragons or other tabletop RPGs for a while and you want to get access to a channel that breaks it down easy for you and gives you common sense tips on how to make your games better, whether you're a DM or a player, or you're just considering checking it out, go to RPG Daily with Richard Quiner. That used to be Game Master Richard Quiner, who we've had on our show before, and he's asked us to shout out his channel once a month. That's RPG Daily with Richard Quiner. Get tips for all of your games and more. He's uploading on a daily basis. He's giving really good content, really concise, really well thought out. I really appreciate his content. I don't even play D&D. I think he just does a great job. So go check him out on our behalf. Tell him we sent you. Go ahead and leave him a comment saying you're doing a great job, bud, because that's what he's doing.
Can everybody go right now and subscribe to his channel?
Yeah, go ahead and do that if you're listening. RPG Daily with Richard Quiner.
RPG Daily with Richard Quiner. Everyone check it out.
That's going to do it for the dramatic reading / shoutouts tier. Guys, if anyone has any last questions... Ooh, yes. Should we do a question on air?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Golden.
Let's say you're sitting at a table.
Haven't you heard this one?
Okay. Someone else got this one.
All right.
That did not work out too
that
well.
Was pretty,
okay.
That was pretty
I guess we
funny.
Can just move on.
That was the start of something.
He's had us read that on air before, and he's asked it to several guests.
Sonic John wants to come on.
Go ahead, Sonic John.
All right, you're unmuted.
Okay, never mind. So if a baby is born at 10 p.m. on the west side of America...
It's the west side. You mean the west coast? They don't call it the west side of America.
The west side.
On the west side of America? You mean the, like...
Yeah.
California?
The west location?
The west, the west yeah. area?
Okay. All right, let's stop ruthlessly mocking him. Let's
sorry,
okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead, bud. Sorry.
So if they're born on the west coast of America and it's 10 p.m. if a baby's born then, and a baby's born, the day is January 31st on the west coast, and it, on the east coast, it's 1 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, and it's January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Are they born at the same time?
Yes.
Wait, you said the first date was January 31st.
It's December 31st for the West Coast, and East Coast is December 1st.
At the same time.
I mean, not December 1st, January 1st.
At the same time.
And you're asking if they were born at the same time?
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, they weren't.
Well, it depends on how you define time. Were they born in the same moment? Yes. Is it the same time on the clock for each location? No, because it's in a different area. But they were born at the same time.
Yeah, they were born at physically the same time, but with the calendar, it's based on your time zone.
All right. Good question.
Is it?
I mean, it wasn't, but that's... thanks for coming on, Sonic John.
So, okay, I'll give you the challenge we gave you on the last bonus episode of the show. Joe, can you close out the last 10 minutes of the podcast just by being normal?
I could, but what is the fun in being normal?
It was delightful.
All right.
It was a nice exchange.
That's fine. What do you want to talk about?
Just say what's on your mind. Let's have a discussion. This is what people do.
Oh, okay. Crave cereal. Have you ever had it?
Yeah.
Do you like Crave cereal?
Yeah.
Do you crave it?
No.
I do. Me and my brother Jeff, we saw it on sale for $1.88 or something like that, so we bought 20 boxes.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not all at once.
Expired.
No, it's not expired. They just thought maybe they ordered too much of it. We bought it. We have so much of it.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. All right, I'm going to make a ding noise. I'll add it in post. Every time I make the ding noise, that means this is a boring topic. Let's move on. Okay?
Okay. All right. Let's talk about
come the fuck on, Joe. Joe, this is not content people are going to pay for.
Well, but you're not giving me a you know, you're not doing any improv. You're not doing anything. You're just like, Joe, talk. You're not talking either. We can have a conversation, but not if it's just one of us.
No, I mean, I'm happy to bring up topics if you want.
Yeah, bring up topics.
Yeah, hey, Joe, have you been on any interesting dates lately?
I've been on some dates lately. Nothing too interesting.
Okay. Anyone like competing with Brittany for like the top prize of Euclidean perfection at this point?
No, nobody like that. Brittany was just out of this world attractive. I mean, she had kind of like an overbite or something, but it was adorable. Like a Pomeranian. And
wow. I'm just kidding. On the off chance that she listens to this episode, I'm sorry. Jesus.
No, she's not going to listen.
Okay.
But we seemingly hit it off, and she ghosted me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not bitter.
Has anyone caught your eye, like, in a actually significant way, starting with the end of this last relationship up till now?
This last relationship being my wife?
No, Joe, I'm saying, like, since you broke up with your ex, like, has there been anyone who's, like, an actual, like, her sweater's made out of girlfriend material?
I'm not looking for a girlfriend right now, actually.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I was in a relationship for so long, and I'm just not done being single. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There are probably one or two girls that I'm talking to, and I just don't want a girlfriend right now. I'm not really interested in that.
Well, let's say that, like, Mrs. Wright shows up. Would you still be interested in that point? Like, just someone who really, like, gets you and is
yes,
hot.
I probably, but it okay. would be, you know, if it was a little bit later, that would be fine too. Like, I'm not in any hurry to meet, you know, like my soulmate or what have you.
What if Barbara Streisand showed up at your door?
Oh, if Barbara Streisand showed up at my door,
And she said, make sweet Jewish music with me.
I would say, Miss Streisand, it would be my honor to make sweet Jewish music with you. I'd say, oy vey, I'd love to, you know, and then our schnozzes would touch and we would schlep to the bedroom. And, you know, I'd be oozing chutzpah out my asshole.
Yikes. It got away from me at the end.
The ding was perfect, though. Was that Ken?
Yeah,
that was so funny, Ken. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's ding it. Let's go on to another one.
All right. It has been interesting living in an apartment with my brother. We have a dishwasher.
Masturbating brother Jeff.
We have a dishwasher that we don't use because we could save electricity by not running the dishwasher.
God, you're such a miser. Oh my God, you're saving like a few cents.
Instead, we do the dishes by hand, and then we put them in the dryer, in the dishwasher to dry. It's like a
drying
rack.
Wait, Joe, I think I hear Toby in the background.
Toby, shut the fuck up!
All right.
Okay. You know, Toby actually hurt himself the other day.
Oh.
We noticed that he wasn't putting any weight on one leg. And he ended up having something in between his toes, like a piece of glass or something.
Joe, do you ever hear about Brooke Houts?
No.
Oh. So there's this YouTuber named Brooke Houts.
By the way, he's okay now. He's recovering. They removed it. So thank you for being so considerate and asking, Lars, you fucking asshole.
Well, I have
asshole.
No idea if you're just making the story up.
No, okay. I'm not making it up. My dog is hurt.
Right. You made up the stuff about the game not being in PowerPoint. I mean, I don't know what to trust.
The game's not in.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not gonna yell. Okay. I don't want to piss off my neighbors. I don't want to be the loud neighbor.
Okay.
I already am, and I don't want to be.
Yeah, have you met your neighbors yet?
No. I've met the one next door that moved out, so...
No. You might want to tell them, like, hey, I do a podcast, and sometimes I have my moments of Jewish rage.
I'm not going to tell them that, okay?
I feel like you're about to have one now.
No, I'm fine.
The fact that you have to say that.
I'm fine. I'm not a loose cannon.
That's a great way to describe you.
How?
As a loose cannon.
How is that a great way to describe? That is not a great way to... I'm not a loose cannon!
The chat's saying you're a loose cannon only around women, around the female guests.
Well, there's no female guests here. I'm not.
Your breathing exercises, just calm down.
I'm not a loose cannon, okay? Around women, alright?
Alright. I mean, you kind of are, but, you know. Alright, you got anything else you want to get into? Or are we going to
I would love to get into...
Are you sure you want that on the recording?
No.
Do you want to redo that in a way that implies that you, like, a little bit more wholesomely? Like, just in case, on the off chance she hears this, that your one chance will then not then be ruined?
Aubrey Plaza, if you're listening to this, I would love the opportunity to take you out to dinner and show you a great time. I won't yell obscenities at the dinner table, okay?
You're putting that fear into her right now by saying that.
Let's move on. Oh, anyway, okay. Consider it.
Isn't she married at this point? Doesn't she have children?
I don't know.
How do you not know that?
I don't know. I don't follow her around in a truck.
That very specifically makes me think you do. Like, of all the things.
No, I just said it. But,
Oh, hey, you know how you were talking out of your ass on the latest bonus episode where you were saying that the Tesla truck was going to be round?
And it turns out it's not.
Yeah, it turns out to be very square, like very angular. I actually really like the design. What do you think?
I think it looks fine. If I saw that on the road, my eyes would be drawn to it.
If I saw that on the road, I would be like, wow, is this Tron?
I would want to fuck that truck. In that truck. In.
Oof.
Right.
Yeah, there are so many clips, man, which future employers might hear that you just... Right. Are we employable at this point ever again?
Yes. I mean, as long as you don't... If you don't tell them about the podcast, they won't know.
Yeah, so I shouldn't save up, like, specific clips of you talking about, like, you want to have sex with the Tesla truck. Yeah, okay. I got it.
Oh, my God.
Joe, can we talk about your bodily noises?
I guess.
So why do you make so many of them?
I don't know.
You're always burping and farting and sneezing and coughing and clearing your throat.
I don't fart on air, all right? I clear my throat because I produce a lot of phlegm in the back of my throat, and I have to clear my throat often. Like, okay. In the chat, moderator Ken is agreeing with me. He says same, okay?
He's not agreeing with you. He's relating to your experience.
Okay. I don't make a lot of bodily noises, Lars, all right? Okay.
Joe, every 30 seconds you are making some sort of noise on the podcast.
I'm not making noises every 30 right. seconds, Lars.
Okay.
The only noises that I have ever made on this podcast were good noises.
Five?
Does anybody want to come on and ask a question?
I don't want to hear from the chat right now.
I want Ken to come on and ask a question.
I'm not feeling the chat right now.
Ken, you're unmuted.
Bleh.
Let's do this last one. This last one with Ken coming on. It'll be a great question.
All right, fine.
All right. Ken, I bullied you.
Hello.
Hey, Ken, you better make this good. I bullied Lars for you to be able to come on and ask this question.
Let's go, fucko.
Hey, don't talk to me like that.
All right, let's move on.
No, Ken, ask your question. You can ask your question, Ken.
Well, I'm going to put some input. I also like the Cybertruck Tesla thing. I think it looks really good. I just want to say that.
Thank you, Ken. Let it be on record that our moderator, Ken, likes the truck.
Okay.
Anything else, Lars, that we need to talk about?
Yeah, Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, what's the best way to do that?
Merch.t1podcast.com.
No, not like you've been recently castrated. Oh. Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, where can they do that?
The First Podcast merch store is available at Teespring on merch.t1podcast.com. What you're going to want to do is type in merch.t1podcast.com. It's going to take you to our Teespring store, the First Podcast merch store, where you can search apparel, homeware, accessories, and learn more about our show. We have a Happy Sprinkle sticker, an In Real Life Gallon of Water sticker, as well as Lars and Joe cartoon stickers. We have t-shirts. We have three different kinds of t-shirts. We have phone cases. We have mugs. We have tote bags for shoppers. We have stickers and pillows and sweatshirts. And we even have a picture of a goddamn coffee table. Now, what more could you fucking want than a picture of a goddamn coffee table?
I don't even remember why that's on there, but yeah, it is. If you guys want,
if you want a picture of a coffee table. We were asking for input about the type of things that we should have.
Oh, yeah, and then someone was like, yeah, a coffee table.
Just because it was obviously unrealistic.
Yeah.
Anyway, merch.t1podcast.com. Everyone go there now and at least put something in your shopping cart. And then
press purchase.
Press purchase.
You know, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Do you have like a disease?
I'm dying.